This is a story that I think will affect Banff quite a bit, and this is on the front page of the Rocky Mountain Outlook this week. This has to do with Australian work visas.
Citizenship and Immigration Canada has recently posted an update to their program about Australian work visas to their website. Obviously, we couldn't get a comment from either that federal department or Blake Richards, because it's an election. It's,
yeah, they're not talking about anything right now.
How I understand it is that extensions to work visas for Australians are not going to be allowed. If you're Australian working in Canada on one of these exchange work visas and it expires, you don't have an opportunity to change that situation.
Well, it didn't always go through, but I mean, there were exceptions granted and that sort of thing.
Yeah, wow. Now no exceptions.
Wow.
Yeah, the Stoke level in Banff just went down.
But on a more serious note, I mean, you know, first of all, we had the gutting of the temporary foreign worker program, and now we have a little less leeway as far as Australians living and staying here in the Bow Valley.
All of us have friends who are our friends because of this program, and it just seems really short-sighted and inexplicable. Like, what's the reasoning behind this?
Those Aussies, they're invading our country.
But they're not.
No,
right?
I know, exactly.
Like, I see these posts on Facebook and social media and this theme, like, Canadian jobs for Canadians. And Canadians aren't working in tourism.
Yeah, have you been to Banff lately? I mean, if we don't have the TFWs, I mean, it's not like Aussies won't be able to come here and work, but it's just another hurdle, right?
It's short-sighted, and especially when it comes to thinking about the long-term effect of this, because if somebody wants to stay and work in a job that they have, why would you not let them?
Exactly. Especially if they're good at it, and their work sponsors them. They're just like, we don't want to lose you.
These are our friends and our neighbors and our co-workers. It's one of those decisions that I really don't understand. When I look at our employment situation in the Bow Valley, we need everyone we have. Extensions are there because somebody is filling a role and doing a job that is needed. And to say, oh, well, guess what? The rules changed and you have to leave and just no longer be a productive member of our community for some arbitrary reason decided in Ottawa by a government that's not even in power right now because we're under an election and nobody can tell us why this is happening. Hopefully we'll see this reversed.
Yeah, it's a policy I've obviously designed by someone who's never lived in Canmore or Banff.